The second Mishnah in Shas discusses the timing of the morning Shema. There's a mitzvah to say Shema every night. There's a mitzvah to say Shema every morning. The Torah tells us to say the Shema Uv Kumecha when we wake up. The question is how to define when we wake up. The second Mishnah in Shas, Brachas Daf Tes Amud Beis, tells us, at least the halacha follows the more lenient opinion, that of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says until 3 hours in the day, because kings wake up within 3 hours of the day. That means to fulfill this most important mitzvah min haTorah of saying Shema in the morning, one must recite it within 3 hours of the day. If you miss what we call Sof Zman Kriya Shema, the ending time of the Shema, you've lost out on this most important mitzvah. You can still say Shema as the Mishnah tells us. You should say Shema, but you get zero credit for saying Shema. You basically might as well read your Bar Mitzvah Parsha. You lost out on this most important mitzvah. And therefore, if a person's in bed and he can't get up, and he can't go wash his hands, which he should do, and he can't say Berachas HaTorah, which he should do, he should at least roll over, open one eye, and say all three paragraphs of Shema in bed, and then go back to sleep and worry about davening later, but at least you've caught this most important positive mitzvah. Now, kings arise within 3 hours of the day. Each and every one of us is a king and should act accordingly and wake up, do our best to wake up within 3 hours of the day. How do we define 3 hours of the day? So if you look at a calendar, you will notice that there are always two opinions for the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, the ending time of the Shema. There's the MGA, that's the Magen Avraham. He was one of the major commentators on Shulchan Aruch. He lived in the 1600s. And then there's the GRA, that's the Gra, the great Vilna Gaon. And he lived in the 1700s. And they have a very fundamental debate how to calculate the day. We follow the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The day starts at sunrise. It ends at sunset. You take that time, you divide it by 12, and you get a halachic hour. That's a little bit complicated, perhaps, but because we're starting at sunrise, the ending time of Shema for the Vilna Gaon is considerably later than that of the Magen Avraham. Today, on January 29th, Zayin Shvat, ending time of Shema for the Gra was 9:13. The Vilna Gaon, 9:13. One must say Kriya Shema before 9:13. The Magen Avraham says that the day starts approximately 72 minutes before sunrise, and it ends at nightfall, after sunset, and therefore because the 3 hours start 72 minutes earlier, the ending time of Shema for the Magen Avraham is always that much earlier than the ending time of the Gra. We follow the opinion of the Gra. If you want to be a tzaddik and say Shema even earlier, like the Magen Avraham, that is certainly praiseworthy, but it's enough to follow the opinion of the Gra to fulfill this most important positive mitzvah. And that will be another few bullets in my son's gun.